Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good evening, Amy Bowman.
Good evening, Harry Chapman.
Wow, you're looking very, like, hazy green today.
Yeah,
on
my
screen.
I've got my fairy lights on. It's very... And it's,
is it Christmas?
No, but I like fairy lights.
So I
have them
as
up
well,
all year. Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice glow.
Oh, it's...
cheery.
You look like you're going to be beamed up into space or something.
I wish.
Especially with them earphones on.
I can't wear the ones that you put in your ear. They fall out.
Have you got big lobes?
I don't know.
Oh, those
maybe.
Are those a bit, aren't they?
They are quite, yeah, I've got, I think I've got big ears.
Juno's
got
big
quite
ears,
big ears.
Amy.
When I've, because she's,
has she?
Well, they're not massive, but they stick out a little bit because she's had like quite short hair and now she's growing it. So for the first time, I can kind of start putting it up. And I put it up the other day and I was like, oh, but little
oh,
ears.
Shit, let's take it down.
Yeah, I was like, no, you can't do that. Oh, no, she looks, I mean, it looks cute, but it's just funny because I'm just not used to seeing her like that. But yeah.
Did you think, shit, we've got to go and get her a bit of surgery on them ears to pin them back?
I've just bought some super glue, so I'm just going to, every night. Or like tie
every
something round her.
What
did they do that in some terrible places,
they do.
Tie things around children.
They do them here.
What?
They do it here. I remember, because they used to call them, didn't they? Trophy.
Yeah.
What was it? Trophy ears.
Yeah.
Was it trophy ears or something like that? There was a couple of kids in school who had big ears. They look funny though, don't they? They look like amusing.
Yeah. But then they kind of grow into them, don't they? And I mean, who cares really at the end of the day?
Some people do, Amy.
Some people do.
Yeah, some people do.
I don't.
Some people do.
Clearly.
Clearly. Clearly.
So how are you?
So what number are we on? I'm good, but what number are we on?
This is number 11.
You're best at this for me.
It's number 11.
11.
11.
11.
Legs 11.
Oh, because this is after our Saski experience,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, that was so lovely.
That was good, wasn't it?
We had such good feedback.
Oh, no, she's a funny old girl.
She's hilarious.
Yes, very good feedback. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really nice. And now we're doing a very exciting one with our offspring.
It's been hard to manage that one actually. I don't know how many chocolate bars my son has bribed me out of, but yeah, this one has been quite amusing.
Yeah.
But we have really funny children, I think. I mean, I'm not being biased, but we do have really funny kids.
Yeah.
We do. They're quite animated.
Yeah, they are.
Well, mine is anyway.
Yeah. I found mine. Cause
you're not...
This is also not very quite sure. Yeah, a bit like, what? It's a very exciting, because this is our first taped one. I mean, we're not taping the intros and outros, obviously, but the conversations we had with our kids, we filmed. So we're going to have that on our Instagram so you can go and watch them as well.
Yeah.
But obviously, because I had the camera set up, the girls were a bit... Well, at first, like, Juno was just, like, a bit weird. But then she relaxed. She's quite nervous, Juno, and it's funny because she's so not... When she's around people she knows, she's just, like, so extrovert, but as soon as, you know, yeah, there's a bit of, she pretends she's shy and goes all like baby.
Oh, God.
But.
Oh, Idris is so confident.
Yeah.
Jesus, you put a camera in front of him and he's like, hi, subscribe, like, you know, go to my channel. And I was like, it's not even for your channel. You haven't even got a channel. What are you on about? It's for me. Chief.
You got to send him to drama school.
Subscribe to my channel.
It's so funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because they kind of, yeah, although you don't really try to push your children in. Well, some people do, but I haven't. He's just naturally gravitated to that.
Yeah.
That kind of performing arts world.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's nice,
yeah,
though.
What about Lola? Yeah, what about Lola? How did she do?
There's a lot of ums and ahs, because I think she really thinks about what she's saying, because she's a grown-up, isn't she, Lola? She's 25.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she wants
totally.
She thinks about what she says, but it's funny because kids, it's brilliant what goes on in their heads. Like, to find out what they actually think about stuff, it's just so funny.
I know.
The stuff they come out with.
I know.
And it's like, I don't know.
Oh, they are hilarious.
They like say things because they think it will make them sound better, or I don't know. But I love the innocence of it. And also.
Yeah, they don't think before they speak. That's why. So whatever they, it's whatever they think. I think I've still got that problem. Whatever they think, they just say.
Yeah.
It's no thought process. It's just get it out there.
Reflex.
Get it out there.
But it's nice.
And I love it.
I like hearing, you can hear yourself in them as well. Like some of the things they said. Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah. But positive things, so that's nice. But I do, when Lola tells Juno off, I just like, oh my God, that's what I sound like.
And I know.
It's horrible.
That's what I said today, actually. But I feel like I sound like my mum when I tell my child off.
We do turn into our mothers.
I keep hearing my mum, like my mum has a thing about noise and like TVs and noises and stuff and nonsense that people watch. And today I found myself saying to Idris, you know, those iPads and all the stuff you watch, it's all nonsense, it's all rubbish.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, you just sound like your mother.
Yep.
You just sound like your own mum.
Yep.
You can't help it. But it's fucking nonsense, that YouTube.
Yeah,
Amy. It's bloody bell nonsense.
I don't let Juno watch YouTube anymore because it was just pure shit she was watching. I was like, do you know what? There's so much good TV. There's so much good stuff that they can be watching.
Yeah.
And it's all because we don't watch normal TV anymore, they don't watch adverts, which is amazing.
No.
Because I remember going shopping with my mum when I was a kid and telling her to buy a different washing up liquid because the one from the advert was... I mean, they target advertising at kids, don't they? So I remember doing that when
of
I was a kid. And thankfully, I've not had that with my kids because
they don't
watch
do
adverts.
That.
They watch Netflix or
whatever. So you're a marketer's dream then?
Yeah. Yeah. I just tell them what they want. But,
Yeah,
there's so many good things on that and I can't control it and that. Yeah, I don't know.
It scares me a bit. Which is this other phenomenon that I find really bizarre, is kids watching other kids play games.
Oh my God, yeah.
What, like, when did that become a thing? When?
We've got a friend.
I mean, it's mindless.
Who gets paid for doing that, but adults watch him. Someone we know. Plays computer games, that's what he does for a living. I mean... fantastic if you can make a living out of it, but I'm like,
that's what he wants to do.
Why do you want to watch someone play a game? But then I don't really know why do you want to play a game, because I'm just not into all that.
No, well, I'm not, but Idris is absolutely. He bribed me out of Sonic Mania this week. I've been calling it Mario Mania.
Oh, is it not Mario?
Sonic Mania. No, it's Sonic Mania. I've been told off like 12 times already today.
Oh, it's all the same.
I just watched it. I go, wasn't this out when I was young?
Sonic's old.
His dad was like, he was like, of course it is.
Yeah.
It's like really old.
My first job.
No, it's not for me, but he loves it.
My first job was in a computer game shop Future Zone in Basildon.
Oh, God, I'm not telling him just that.
Yep.
Basildon.
Basildon, yeah.
Did they have computers in Basildon?
They did. And I didn't have the only... I had a ZX Spectrum when I was a kid. Do you remember them? ZX Spectrum, yeah. Manic Miner.
Well, I didn't have one. We didn't have a TV until I was like nine,
oh, yeah,
Amy.
You're a proper country bumpkin, aren't you? Oh, but yeah, that was absolutely. I played that and I loved it when I was a kid, but then I'd never had like a Nintendo or anything like that. But yeah, I worked in a computer game shop. I didn't know anything about it. It was the only place that would give me a job.
I think In Basildon. And I think the TV thing is really, and the iPad and the devices is quite difficult at the minute because, you know, you've got to work. You've got to have some downtime, and they've got to have some downtime as well. So it's like it's difficult to manage saying no, like I'm not having any of it. But I've started to say, like, you know, there'll be certain times. So obviously we don't do it in the day, we don't watch it in the day. But then there's like weekends come and holidays come, and it's like, what else should you do with them in lockdown?
It's,
you know, because you've got to still work.
Yep.
He's not going to sit and read a book all day, is he?
It's the thing is...
Much to my annoyance.
You're aware of it and you do what you can. You know that he's not going to be sitting on it all day, every day, constantly. But they're obviously going to be on their devices a lot more at this time because we're really limited with what we can do.
I know.
But they're all right. It's not going to kill them.
No, I'm going to put him to work.
Yeah.
He's been peeling my he's been peeling my carrots tonight.
Aww.
I'm his buds. Yeah,
that's brilliant.
That ends up all over the floor. Oh yeah, he's been doing it. He likes it, but you know when you're like you're watching something, it's like painful to watch them do something so simple, and you're like, I really want to take that off you, and I really want to do it. Just peel all up my walls on the floor everywhere.
I think that's one of the most testing things actually is cooking with kids because they take ages. They don't do it the way that you do it, and it's brilliant for them to do it, but it's so frustrating. It's, but I've got to be
especially
in the
mood. Especially when they bring out the old knife and want to chop a carrot. Yeah. I was no. And like he's like waving it round, and I'm like, no, stop! Like stand still with the knife, put the knife down.
Oh.
Bless him. But this is a really funny kind of. Look into their world, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
This episode.
Yeah, it was fun. Fun to do.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so we filmed them. So it's up on our Instagram, which is Mum and Mama Pod, all spelt properly. Well, you know who we are. If you don't,
You know we are.
Find out.
Those that don't hunt us out, sniff us out.
But yeah,
Amy's only just had a wash.
I haven't washed today. We went to the beach yesterday, so I washed when I got home, like last night. And I've not gone out today.
Right.
And I just thought I can't be arsed. I've had a lazy day today. I was going to go for a run, but I'm just knackered.
Tired today.
Yeah, I'm very tired today. It's the weather, though. It's gone crap today. It's been so nice.
I know.
But hey ho.
And then all of a sudden, but we need a break.
Yes.
We need a break anyway.
We do.
All right, well, enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.
Enjoy this one and have fun. Let us know any of the comments that you have.
Yes.
Work.
Bye.
Bye.
Work.
Question.
Right then.
Hi. This is, do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Lola, and daughter of Amy Bullman from the Mum and Mother podcast.
I'm Junior. The youngest daughter and
do you want to speak
you're not
like
2 years
a normal
old.
Person?
You're six.
So we can actually
seven.
Understand you, Joe Exotic.
I'm Juno.
Who are you?
Juno.
Anyway, so we've got some questions to ask. Because I thought it'd be quite fun to find out your answers on some certain topics. So
okay.
Starting with Lola, because you are the eldest. What do you think of the coronavirus?
Well, I think, my thoughts are, it is
I feel like it's bringing a lot of people together. It's making you realise how much you need your family and how important things are to you. And also, it's really crap because obviously coronavirus. But I feel like I am feeling like I want to spend more time with you because
I'm so great.
Yeah, I'm just
clearly.
Yeah, I'm just figuring out like. I'm learning a lot of stuff at home, and I think...
Really?
Yeah, well, we actually get to experience things. Like, we're spending a lot more time outside than we would at school.
Yes, that's true. But then that's been, obviously, we've had lovely weather, haven't we? So yeah. We've been very lucky, and we've got outside space where we can appreciate the lovely weather.
Yeah,
which
definitely.
Is, get we are very lucky, hair. Sorry.
Yeah,
So what do you feel like you're learning then? If you're learning more stuff at home, what do you feel like you're learning more stuff?
I feel like I'm learning to be a bit more creative because yes. I've been working on my drawing and I've learned how to knit.
Yes, you have learned how to knit.
And I've just felt like I can do what I feel like I should do. I can make things out of rubbish.
The things you make are rubbish. Yeah. What about you, Prune? What do you think of the coronavirus?
I think
you're not allowed to pick your nose and eat it while we're on here because people might watch this.
I'm not.
Hopefully they will.
I think it's bad because people might go to hospital and end up dying.
Yes.
But I think it's good because you can spend. You can, like, say, oh, no, I disrespected my family. I need them.
Yep.
And I also think we get outside 10 times more, and that's it.
Let me push this back a little bit, because you keep going out of shot.
Yeah.
With your mullet.
Such a copycat.
You say about family and stuff. What do you think you've learnt? Like spending more time at home, or do you miss your friends?
I miss my friends at school because Naeem doesn't really FaceTime me much.
I know, but it's hard.
Or anything.
But you're a little bit too young for that, maybe though. Like, it'd be different for older kids. I think older kids probably FaceTime each other more.
Yeah, and I miss my family and friends because I'm used to like going near them and everything.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of hard not going near them.
Yes, it is. Do you know what the coronavirus is?
I think it's to do with the food chain, personally.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Ate a leaf. The leaf had been dropping on by a bird or something. The bird had eaten bacteria. A smaller bird ate the
caterpillar. You know that really interesting documentary I was trying to make you watch the other day on YouTube is about the coronavirus and how it was spread because it was fascinating and you were all like, I don't want to watch it, it's boring. Remember?
I'm gonna pass on.
I'm glad that you took so much.
Oh, I know.
Okay, what do you know?
I think a movie came to life.
Right. Yeah.
Because somebody told me.
Yeah.
Like.
Let me move this back a bit because you keep. Why do you move so much? It's like you're a child.
She's a worm.
Somebody told me that a movie that's called The Coronavirus was like. A movie where a pig ate that and then a woman ate the pig.
Yeah.
And then she touched everything not noticing.
Yep.
And then a lot of people died. And I think it just came true.
Yeah. Maybe it was based on true events. I think that was based on the SARS virus. If you'd have watched the very interesting YouTube documentary.
Get off of my head.
I know, I'm sorry, I've just thought.
How many times do I have to... Just get off of my hair. How do you
what
like
am I
it?
Good? Yeah, but I haven't got any hair. That's why I like playing with your hair. Do you miss school?
No.
Not at all.
I don't miss the drama.
You did say...
Yeah.
I don't miss... School does nothing for me except educate me.
But that's quite a big thing, though, isn't it? Being educated.
I don't really have... I don't really have a reason to go to school other than going to school.
Yeah, but then that's why you go to school,
like,
isn't it?
So much drama, and I just want to skip that.
I wish there's like, a lot of drama in life though, so it's good to prepare you.
Yeah, like let's say a dean came, I'd wish that no one had to actually go to school, but we could like plug ourselves into a machine and like fully educated.
Like the Matrix. Oh, I wonder if you can watch that yet. We'll have to check that out. Juno, you miss school, don't you?
Yes.
You missed your pals.
Mm-hmm. And I also miss Miss Barbara because she helps me a lot, and I love writing stories.
Yeah, but you can write stories here.
Yeah, but they have, like, you have to do work about different people's
stories.
Move a bit
closer. Come here. Everyone will want to see your lovely face. What do you like writing?
I like writing, like, stories about... Like fairy tales and everything, like.
Yeah. Well, we can do that. Do you think I'm a good teacher? Have I been a good substitute teacher?
No.
No.
One thing I have learned is that gingers like my mum don't tan.
I'm actually quite brown, actually, because I'm getting old and old people tan well.
I'm a redneck.
Yellow.
You are a redneck. why don't you think I'm a good teacher? I'm not offended. I know that I'm not offended.
Because Miss Barbara doesn't talk. She doesn't.
Move closer.
She doesn't shout at us that much. She only shouts when you.
Yeah, I take that on board. But do you, when Miss Barbara says, "Juno, can you do this, please?" Do you go, "Oh my God, I don't want to do it."
My thoughts on it are you are a good teacher. I think you're coping with us really well, because like if I was a mum, I'd lock us in the shed and then sell the shed to the garbage men, and then you'd become like stick of the dump people, and then Kit, and then I'd get wolves to and then wolves would raise you, and you'd turn out like
You might turn out better. Okay, Juno, you've got to stay closer. What is your favourite thing about being at home?
Spending time with you.
Snacks!
What are you after?
No, I'm not.
Snacks!
It is spending time with you.
It is nice to spend more time with each other, isn't it?
Snacks!
Snacks!
Like 6 hours
in
a day?
Snacks.
6 hours a day per week?
7 days a week. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed spending more time with you. What's your favourite? Your favourite thing's a snack. Yeah, because you have really eaten a lot, haven't you? In fact, everything you say.
We only get, like at school, we have to buy fruit.
No, I don't.
So we have to buy the fruit, and then we have to. But it's not even that good. Not any of it is ripe. Right. It's all horrible fruit. When you're lucky, you can buy some melon that's...
I should have got a melon.
But they cut it really small, so it's like that thick.
Yeah.
And it's also... It's too stale. It's old.
Why did I buy the melon?
But it's like, I'm hungry for the rest of the day, and then you eat lunch, and then you have to wait 3 hours until you go home again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What was the question again?
Why am I such a good mother? No, what's your favourite thing about being at home? You said snacks.
Yeah, because normally at school.
Yeah.
Only like on the last day of school, like the summer holidays or the first day of school, you get to watch a movie and get a snack.
Yeah.
Like a cookie and milk or something. Ooh.
We used to get milk every day at school before Margaret Thatcher and took it away.
Evil woman.
Yes.
And at lunchtime, if you don't want like ice cream. cream or anything. I mean fruit or anything. Yeah. There's ice cream or cake or lemon cake.
That is pretty good going, isn't it?
And also, get cake but some of the dinner ladies at our school, they're like...
be careful because I might watch this. Are they really nice?
They're nice, but they're just a bit... Like, some kids in my school complain because because they either give ketchup, too much ketchup, or beans, because they don't really listen.
Can you imagine how hard it is dealing with children, with that many children, every day? What are you looking forward to doing again when all this, well, if this all ever
having
ends?
Having the movie and cookie thingy.
At school?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about you, Lol?
It's probably going to be being able to see other people because there are some people that I really miss.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
It's just, it's boring being by yourself all the time.
Yeah, it is boring.
Nobody went to see me.
Even if those people aren't the best of people.
Still miss them.
Yeah. I just miss having company.
Yeah, I get that. I miss my friends.
I miss my friends as well. Because they're super fun.
You have got super fun friends. How do you think I feel about having you at home all day?
Oh, me.
But I think you enjoy the company of us.
Yeah, I do. I do like
it. Because you're at home alone all day.
I am.
And the only time you see people is when you go to the gym.
Yeah.
And it's your alone all day. And I think you're having fun just being... You're just having fun being with us.
Yeah.
I think you feel like you're happier with spending more time.
I am happier with people rather than being on my own. That is right. But I would be happier if those people weren't moaning at me all day and asking me for food. That would be the ideal. But obviously, I mean, that's not life, is it? Juno's turn.
That you decided to have.
I know. Come on, what do you think about me having you at home all day, Prune?
I think you feel happy.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to see us much, because when we go on school trips, you might take up some day, and you might miss up. And also...
Yeah.
What's the question?
Why am I such a good mother? What do you think I miss, if anything?
Your friends.
Yeah.
Is your friends.
Yeah.
And also, your friends.
So many friends.
And your friends and being able to go to certain places like the beach.
Yeah.
Or being able to go to the library. Or being able to the gym.
I'm hungry.
You don't have that. You don't have that spark in your life anymore that gives you joy.
No, but yeah, I do.
Like your gym was the main thing that stopped you from leaving us at a bus stop in the middle of.
Like Roxy Andrews' mother, I'd never leave you at a bus stop. You like coming to the gym as well, don't you? You like hanging out.
Because I love going on my iPad.
Oh yeah. Okay, so Lola, have you learned anything new about Juno or me?
Definitely.
What?
I've learned that Juno... Can I do both of you?
Yeah.
I'm going to do both of you. Why not? There's a spider.
Leave the spiders alone. Oh, yeah. Leave the spiders alone.
I love spiders.
So, Juno... I've learned that Juno's shy around... So, since we've been having our piano lessons...
Yeah.
I've learnt that Juno has a lot less confidence when she's talking to people that are older than her that she doesn't know well.
Yeah.
Or like her piano teacher, she talks like she's much younger, like she was at the beginning of the...
Yeah, she goes into baby mode, doesn't she? Turn you around to people and see because, face, but not in front of you.
Because I think this is because she is...
Well, she's still young, isn't she? Yeah. She's only six, and she's my baby.
It's because,
isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's so horrible that she's just sad. She just feels sad about herself going like this. So she's just like, I'm a big baby anymore.
Okay, what about me?
I've learnt that you
more stressed.
That you're not a lonely goat.
What?
talking to a lot of people.
I have.
Been having a lot of fun, and I've noticed that you have a fun side. And also, I've noticed that you lie a lot. You're not going to earn money out of this podcast, are you?
Well, we have earned some money out of it. You never know. I'm going to sell one of you. Anyway, this is why I'm doing this video, to see if anyone wants to offer me some money for you. What about you? Have you learned anything about Lola or me?
Oh, yes. Lola is more...
I think you've been being very nice to each other. And kind.
You're
mine. Yeah, go on then. Come on, spit it out.
I think Lola's a bit more annoying and horrible.
Okay.
Because she says she's going to play this morning.
Yeah.
She didn't do it.
Oh, God, I'm not a six-year-old anymore.
Oh, about you.
Yeah.
I think you're more lovely and a bit more strict. But I still love you.
I've learned that headaches come from moaning.
Headaches do come from moaning. And finally, do you have any idea about how our government is currently handling this situation? Definitely. Or about how any other governments or countries are handling it?
Well, ever since lockdown started, they have been trying to make people feel more relaxed about COVID, because they want people to start going back to work, otherwise people are going to earn less money, the jobs aren't going to be done, people are going to moan about the job, and people are going to, so they want people to get back to work as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to earn less money out of it, basically.
Yeah, basically.
They care about the money.
They do care about the money. What about you, Prune?
What was the question again?
Government. Do you know if you care?
So I think
get off of my hair!
I think it's really...
It should be illegal.
Come on, we've got to wrap this up.
Bah.
So this is Lola's hair that she's getting cut off to donate it to a charity that make wigs for children who have cancer, which is a really lovely thing to do. No, Haven House don't do that, but Haven House are our local children's hospice. And we wanted to take the opportunity to raise some money for them, because obviously charities are all really suffering at the moment because they can't do any fundraising. So if you would like to donate some money to Lola for cutting off her hair, to Haven House, actually.
My hair's going to be like this.
Her hair's up to her buttocks.
Yes, stand up so they can see it.
So this is my lovely hair.
It's nearly up to her buttocks.
If you go on justgiving.com, Lola's hair, you'll find it. Or just search for Amy Ballman and... But yeah.
Or me.
Lola's golden link anyway.
Or me. Yeah. Or me. Juno Bowman Bog.
No, who cares about you?
Lola's hair. Lola's
thanks
gold.
For watching.
Lola's thick locks.
And if you have YouTube, go on to Juno Bumble Poo and there's a video.
God help me. Hi. So, what's your name?
My name's Idris.
Yeah.
I live in London.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Woodford. I'm number 7 house.
All right.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
And...
Right, well, I'm going to be asking you some questions today. And I want you to give me your honest answers about how you feel about things. Is that okay?
Mostly honest, so...
Okay, that's brilliant.
It's going to be quite easy for me.
Okay. So, obviously we're in this pandemic and we're in lockdown. What do you think of the coronavirus?
It's...
What is it?
It's a virus that is slowly taking down England.
Mm-hmm. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we, and I mean we, all want our landscape, we want all of our landscape to be full. And I mean full of good things, because all the cities and all places should be not harmed at all. Because I think having harm in cities is not good.
Okay. Why isn't it good, Idris?
Well, it's not good because people are going to get infected.
Okay.
And I don't like people who are getting infected, because they're going to spread the thing. They're going to spread whatever virus they have.
Okay. Do you know who our Prime Minister is, Idris?
Yep.
What's his name?
I know it like the back of my head.
Okay.
Boris Johnson.
And what do you think of Boris Johnson?
He's pretty good.
Yeah?
For my honest opinion.
Right. Why is he good?
Because he's put us on lockdown so that... He's put us on lockdown to keep us safe.
Okay.
And that is thoughtful of him.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's one of the things... Do you remember any of the rules from the lockdown? What must be...
Stay 2 metres.
Yeah. How do you feel about staying 2 metres away from people when you go outside?
Sad.
Why?
Because can't high five or make a comic book together.
Okay.
Because we're going to have to stay 2 metres.
Okay. And do you know who the Prime Minister of America is? Do you know what his name is? If I said to you Donald Trump, what would that mean to you?
Nothing.
You don't know who he is? Or
I know who he is. He was like not Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It was Donald Trump in our country, but now it's in some other country.
Okay. Have you heard anything about Donald Trump? How do you feel about him? Do you know anything about him?
No.
Where do you think? How do you think Boris Johnson got elected?
Selected?
Yeah. How do you think he got selected to be our Prime Minister?
There was loads of votes for him.
Right. Okay.
There were loads of elections for him.
Yeah.
So they thought, there's loads of elections for Boris, so we might as well just get him in the stage.
Yeah? Do you think he's on a stage?
No, but... Well, yeah, because he's got the hammer. He actually walks up on this thing to make him look higher.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm going to ask you some more questions. So, if you could rename your family members, what would you call them? What would you call Auntie Lauren if you could rename her?
Auntie Pack.
And what would you name Uncle Reuben?
Mr. Fix. Because he fixes a lot of things.
And what would you call Granny Bear?
Mrs. Bear.
Mrs. Bear. What about Nanny Flo?
Queen of Relax.
Queen of Relax.
Because she always relaxes.
And what would you call Auntie Amy?
Auntie Juno.
Oh, okay. And what's some of the things that you've enjoyed during lockdown? What's the thing that you've enjoyed the most?
I've really enjoyed staying with my family because I get to catch up with my family. Because usually I'm at school and I don't get to see my family at school. Mm-hmm. So I get to see them now.
What other things do you enjoy? What other things have you been doing that you've enjoyed?
Nothing else.
No?
Well, maybe movie days and discovering new things. Like, when I tried to type in Beyblade, there was this, what's it called? Something else that wasn't Beyblade, but it was really cool.
Yeah?
It was called FGTV.
Okay.
That FGTV thing.
Okay.
You know.
And what fun things have you been doing?
Today?
Well, any day.
Well, I'm going to choose today, which is going to be pretty easy to explain. Watch TV with my mum.
Yeah.
Go on my iPad.
Yeah, what else? Did your mummy get you a pool?
Yeah. Getting a pool is really cool.
Okay. So my next question, if you could do anything right now, what would you do? Anything in the world. You could go anywhere, you could do anything, what would you do?
Go to Hawaii with my family.
Go to where?
Go to Hawaii.
Where's Hawaii, Idris?
I don't know.
You don't know where it is, but you'd want to go?
Yeah. Because it's... Or maybe Texas.
What's in Texas?
But Texas is a place.
Yeah, no, it's in America.
Okay.
What? Why would you want to go there?
Because that's where two of my favourite YouTubers live.
Oh, okay. Who's your favourite YouTuber?
Preston Sars and Unspeakable Plays.
Why are they your favourite?
Because they do funny things.
What are the funny things they do?
Like, do Would You Rather, or do challenges, or... And they're really funny.
Okay, so which five words would best describe yourself?
I describe myself as amazingly flexible. I describe myself nice. And I describe myself kind. And I'd also describe myself friendly. Because I'm very friendly and I like making friends because I describe myself as well as a good friend. On to the next one.
You got one more.
Oh, yeah. I describe myself as helpful as well, a bit, okay. Not really.
Okay, so the next one, what would you like to learn to do and why would you like to learn to do it?
I'd like to learn to play the electric guitars because I know how to play the drums, but I don't know how to play the electric guitars. So I'd really like to do it because it'd be very good. And when I grow up, I might be a YouTube band person. It's where they're a YouTuber, but they're also a band person. On to the next one.
On to the next one. Okay. What is the best thing that has ever happened to you?
The best thing that's ever happened to me?
Yeah.
Going to a beach. The first time I went to a beach, the best.
Why literally was it the so best. Good? Tell me about why it was so good.
Because I got to see a beach, and I got to see the beach water, I got to swim. It was very good.
I liked it.
Okay. If you could have one magical power, what would you choose and why?
Pardon me. I choose firepower.
Why would you choose firepower?
Because firepowers can be good because you can light a fire if you're in need of more fire for your cooking or stuff like that. I'd like to help my family out by using my powers. But I seem as I didn't have any powers. Might as well just help them.
What job would you like to have when you grow up?
YouTube job.
What kind of YouTube job?
YouTube account, YouTube job. And also, very the best, YouTube city. Every person who's YouTube, they have their own YouTube city. And it's where when people go to it, they can do whatever they want. And they also have their own YouTube channel there.
Do they?
Yeah.
What would your YouTuber name be?
My YouTuber name would be, Shock. Because my YouTube name, I've already got a YouTuber account. But when I grow up, I'm going to change it to Shockwave.
Shockwave. I like that, Idris. I like that. What's the scariest thing that you've ever done?
Well, going on the London Eye was a bit scary.
Why was it scary?
Because it went so high.
Yeah? Who'd you go on that with?
My dad.
Yeah?
It was very fun, but also a bit scary.
Okay, this is a good one for you, Idris. What is your favourite joke?
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow. Moo.
Did you make that one up?
No. Leo told it.
Leo told it. It's a good one. It's a good one. Okay, another couple. What is the best thing about being a child?
Don't have to do that much work. See where adults have to do so much work.
What work do we have to do?
Let me just list all the ones that my mum does. She does, let me see. Haringey.
Yeah.
Connect the communities.
Yeah.
Such well services. That's the two of them. I can't remember the... If she has a... Mum, do you have a third one?
What do I do at home?
Oh, yeah. And she also does baking. Yeah. And she does party arrangements.
Her what?
Party arrangements.
Okay.
And also she does the best of the best. A one, two, three, four. Beatboxing.
If you could have all the money in the world, what would you spend it on?
I'd spend it on a big house for our family. A big house for all of the family.
Okay. Right, and here's the...
And Lamborghini.
And Lamborghini. Okay, this is your last question. What is the worst thing about being a child?
Nothing!
Nothing. Nothing at all. Wasn't that fun, Amy?
It was absolutely hilarious.
Well, it's better than right then. We're going to have to...
Right then.
We're going to have to do it. No, scrap that right then.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We'll have to think of something else, but I like right then.
But you can't say it every time.
It's like, Dave says welcome, welcome, welcome every time.
Well, we'll say that then. Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
We'll nick that one.
We'll nick somebody's.
plagiarism.
We'll get told off.
Oh, well, never mind.
Who cares?
Who cares? We're always being told off, lately.
Oh, I know what we haven't talked about. There's a British Podcast Awards. Right. If you Google it, the British Podcast Award, it's linked with BBC Sounds. You can vote for any podcast at all. So you can vote for us. And it'd be really nice if you did. Because we might actually get noticed. No, you just go on. You can just vote for anyone. And I obviously went on to vote for one of my mates' podcasts. And I just typed our name and thinking, oh, I wonder if, just to see. But you can vote for anyone. So I was like, wicked. So obviously I've voted
Get it out. Get it out.
But I've got one of my friends is nominated, How to Kill an Hour with Marcus Bronzi. That's really good. And Kwame. That's a really good podcast. That's up for one. I don't think anyone off the network's up for one.
Oh, it's sadly this time.
No, but I think they've been up before. I mean, they've all been around for bloody ages, haven't they?
Yeah, I know.
They can't win everything.
No, we're the hot new things, obviously.
Exactly.
The hot new network queens.
Yes. Yes, queen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But yeah, so hope you enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
And check out the videos on the Instagram. It was fun to do.
Yeah. I think this is nice because it's like a completely different feel for us. But it's nice because it gives everybody a look into their world. And some of the things that we talk about throughout the weeks is centered around them. So people can see exactly, they could put a face to a name. It's quite nice to see children, I think, and hear them.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that programme, what is it? Diary of a 4-year-old, what is it? What's that programme?
Oh, when they go and look in the nurseries or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, not
Secret
diary,
well, life of...
Secret life for, of a yeah. 4-year-old, 5-year-old. I wanted to get this on that, but obviously...
I put Lola up for that when it first came out.
Amazing.
Just because I was so curious to see what she would be like when I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No. Oh, bless her.
Well, I'm quite glad that I don't know.
Yeah. I think I know what Idris is like. I don't think he's actually that different.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's just like, it's what he is.
He's funny. He's a funny kid.
He thinks he's funny. So does his mother.
Bless him.
Bless him. He ain't got a lot of hope, has he? But yeah, have a listen, have a watch, get us on Mum and Mama Pod, Instagram. Facebook, Twitter, what else?
Yes.
Email,
Spotify. Got everything.
We've got iTunes, iCast. I don't know what else we haven't got. Oh,
what haven't we got?
We've been on everything. Distraction Pieces Network, quizzes. Do you know what I mean?
Hardcore listing.
Listen, we've only been around since March, Amy. March.
I know.
I mean, if I'm not on a yacht by next year with my J-Lo bikini on, sipping champagne, I'm having a word with Scroobius Pip. I'm having a word.
Yeah.
I'm having a word with him.
And it'll be warranted. Aim high.
Do you know what I mean? He could buy the songs.
Yeah. He knows people. He knows someone with a yacht.
Yeah.
He'll do it. Yeah.
Buy that I'll ask him. By next year, we'll be millionaires.
Yeah.
That's Rodney. Yes, boss.
Oh. Right, love. Well, enjoy. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, stay safe. Stay alert.
Yeah, stay safe.
Yeah. Bye.
Do what you want. Bye.
Do what you want. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.